This is a very critical issue for the health of mothers and babies, and we need to have an environment that is supportive of that. These laws in terms of protecting women and families from inappropriate information coming just for the purposes of marketing a product really need to stop, and we need to have stronger legislation in order to protect that.
The report that's just come out has basically looked at all the laws and regulations that are in place in relation to alternatives to breast milk around the world. So what regulations are in place?
There's quite a variety across countries. There are some countries that have fully implemented WHO's recommendations on how to regulate the marketing of these products. Wide variety of issues that are covered of those, including how labels for breast milk substitutes should be, the kind of information that would be on those labels, the kind of information that ought to be available to mothers in information and educational materials that physicians would put out. It also deals with the relationships between companies and healthcare providers to make sure that they're not biased in the kind of information that they give mothers. It talks about the advertising that they would do in the general public, the relationships they would have with mothers.
Why is so much work being done by the World Health Organization and other organizations to ensure that people are relying on breast milk?
So we have ample evidence, thousands of research studies that have documented the importance of breastfeeding for a baby's health, for the mother's health, for the economics of the family, for society as a whole. And we know that breastfeeding is just so incredibly important for both health and economics. And so we want to make sure that we have an environment that is conducive to letting mothers make the best decisions for their own health and for their baby's health. We know that the marketing of breast milk substitutes often gets in the way of being able to make good, healthy decisions because people are bombarded with contrary information that is often not science-based.
How has this managed to take place? How have companies effectively sold something that so many professionals are saying is completely unnecessary?
Well, marketing is quite effective. So if you, over a number of many years, put out a message that your product is better, you work with healthcare providers and bribe might be a strong word, although there certainly are examples of bribery, but creating close relationships with healthcare providers so that they start to feel that, well, maybe it's not so important. Maybe breast milk substitutes do almost as good or as good. And so whenever there are any kind of difficulties with breastfeeding, rather than providing the help that a mother needs to get through those difficulties, it's just much easier to say, well, why don't you just buy this can of formula? It's kind of an easy solution to fall back to. And as a result, what we've done is we've actually shaped our society to make it difficult to breastfeed. We certainly don't want to put women in a position where they feel like they have to do something that is so hard for them. But we've created it where our jobs make it impossible to breastfeed. Women are expected to go back to work much too early. There are not accommodations for them to breastfeed when they do go back to work. We have this problem with the marketing. We find that healthcare providers themselves don't even have the education on how to help women with problems that they have with breastfeeding.
In terms of the economics, is that just that families will save money by not buying formula off the shelf?
No, that's only one aspect of it. Obviously, there are also savings in terms of the healthcare costs of taking care of sick children, of sick mothers. But also we see economic impacts because of the intellectual properties. Properties is a bad word. But we know that babies who are breastfed do have higher IQs and have higher earning potential later in life. There are studies that have followed children over a number of years and show that those that were breastfed actually get better paying jobs later in life and are more productive. And so those can be turned into economic value through economic modeling of what that would actually be worth to the globe. There was a study published in The Lancet at the beginning of this year that actually documented the world economy could save $300 billion per year if we were to get breastfeeding rates up to recommended levels.
So on the other hand, how much money is in the breastfeeding alternative industry?
It's a huge industry. The last estimate in 2014 was that the industry itself was worth $44 billion. And that's projected to grow to $70 billion by 2019. So it's not only a huge industry, it's also a very rapidly growing industry, particularly in the lower income parts of the world. Breastfeeding rates have been quite high throughout much of the low income countries, but are starting to fall because of this marketing of breast milk substitutes.
So let's talk about some of those laws. Are there any countries that have gotten it right in terms of protecting women from particularly unhealthy or overwhelming advertisements from breast milk substitute companies?
There are. In this report, we actually kind of categorize each country as to how strong their legislation is. And we have a category of essentially comprehensive legislation that covers all of the areas that are recommended by WHO. And there are 39 countries out of the 194 member states of the World Health Assembly, kind of essentially all countries around the world. 39 of those countries have what we consider to be comprehensive legislation. Those are countries in Southeast Africa, Southern Asia, and some countries of Latin America. High-income countries really have not done nearly as well in putting in place that strong legislation.
That surprises me. You think that the countries with more resources available would be doing more to counteract the advertisements that are coming through.
One would certainly hope, but that is not the reality. I think that in those higher-income countries, they tend to have much closer relationships with industry, and so they are more susceptible to the influence of industry, convincing them that, well, we don't need to have such strong protections here. We also know that the rates of breastfeeding are much lower in those high-income countries, so there's not as strong a societal push for strong legislation. There's more of an acceptance of, well, we'll just let women do what they want to do, not try to get in their way when they actually don't realize that the advertising itself is getting in the way.
What kind of impact could an effective international or at least a more global approach to this, what impact could that have?
So I think it would really have a huge cultural shift. It wouldn't be instantaneous. Right now, people already have a desire for capturing these products. And so we probably wouldn't see a change instantaneously, but over time, as the messages about the importance of breastfeeding continue to get out there and they're not combated with a message that counters that, we'd see the culture shifting in terms of more and more acceptance of breastfeeding and the importance of breastfeeding. And I think we'd see a lot of the support mechanisms, both in healthcare, employment, the accommodations in the general public, would shift over time and be much more supportive of breastfeeding. So it's not that there would be a direct impact on breastfeeding immediately going up, but it would create a kind of an enabling environment that the supports that are needed for breastfeeding could come into place.